In Afghanistan yesterday, a security guard opened fire at a hospital. He killed three American doctors, including a pediatrician from Chicago. Dr. Jerry Umanos was a religious man who traveled often to Afghanistan to train younger doctors. He wanted to make sure people everywhere had good access to medical care. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
His given name was Edmund Jerome Umanos, but Dr. Umanos went by Jerry. And Dr. Jerry, as he was often called, was just 2 months shy of his 58th birthday when he was gunned down by a security guard at Cure International Hospital in Kabul. Although Umanos was a pediatrician, his primary role was training doctors and medical students interested in international health. Standing on the steps of their Chicago home yesterday, his wife of 34 years, Jan Skydema, spoke to reporters.
I'd like to start by saying our family has suffered a great loss. Our family and friends have suffered a great loss. And our hearts are aching.
For the other victims, too, said Skydema, and for the people of Afghanistan. The couple, who have three grown children, decided in 2006 to move and work in Afghanistan, Umanos volunteering his time as a physician and his wife as a teacher. The couple returned home, but he spent more time overseas.
And I know Jerry would also really like everybody to know about his love for the Afghan people and our love for the Afghan people, and that we don't hold any ill will towards Afghanistan in general, or even the gunman who did this.
Dr. Umanos went to medical school at Wayne State University. He and his wife met at a church camp in Michigan, and Skydema says the family practiced a non-denominational faith that sustained them.
He always had a desire to be the hands and feet of Christ.
And she says he always wanted to help an underserved population. Dr. Umanos became the first pediatrician at the Lawndale Christian Health Center in an inner-city neighborhood of Chicago where he worked for many years. Dr. Bruce Rao, the chief clinical officer, spoke outside the health center.
And he was, as for many of us on staff, the pediatrician for our very own children.
And Dr. Rao says Dr. Umanos would periodically return from Afghanistan to work at Lawndale.
He was a loving, caring physician who served all of his patients with the utmost of respect.
Caring, kind-hearted, respectful. Colleagues often use those words after learning about Umanos' death. One website tribute praises him for his work helping to develop Empowerment Health, an organization that helps local Afghan women with basic health skills. The day he was shot was a second training day for an empowerment program. Two other Americans also died at the hospital, a father and son who had reportedly come to meet Umanos, and an American nurse was wounded. In a telephone interview with NPR, Jan Skydema says she and her husband recognized the volatility of the country they had fallen in love with, but
neither Jerry or I really could ever say that we were fearful. And I think that's something that's hard to understand, but we often have a common saying over there with a lot of people that when you're living in the hand of God, you don't need the fear. You've got God at your back.
And she says her husband would not want his murder to reflect badly on the people of Afghanistan. She says he'd love the war-torn country and its people. And the Afghans Dr. Umanos knew and worked with loved him as well. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.